You're listening to English Through Stories, Missing Person, Episode 7, An Accident? This is Episode 7 of Missing Person. I'm your host, Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. On a previous episode, we learned that Dr. Reeves had dropped off or had left Bill and Sarah at their apartment building. He went to see his old friend, Kathy. He went to her apartment building, parked in front of her building, went up to her door, and he was late. And Kathy was not very happy, but eventually let him in, meaning allowed him to come into her apartment, where she had made dinner for them. We also found out that Kathy and Dr. Reeves, or Darren, as he is called by Kathy, because she was his former girlfriend, and Dr. Reeves thinks that Kathy is still in love with him. Kathy works for a television station and is a reporter. At the end of the episode, Kathy said, "Let's eat." They were just about to sit down and eat their dinner. That brings us to Episode 7, An Accident. Kathy came back in the room with tonight's dinner, Italian pasta with chicken. As we ate, I told Kathy about Anne and her missing sister. A strange man came to Sarah and Bill Salas' apartment building 2 days ago, forced them both into a car, and took them away, I explained. Today, the man let Bill go and told him to get $500,000, or he would kill Sarah. "And how did you get mixed up in all this?" Kathy asked. "Sarah's sister Anne is my student at USC. She asked me to lend a hand, and I said yes." "So who do you think the kidnappers could be?" she asked. "Well, Bill and Anne gave me the names of 2 ex-employees of Partho Computers. I'm going to see one of them tonight." "Where does this person work?" Kathy asked. "He now works at a strip club near the airport." "He's not the person who took Sarah," Kathy said confidently. "Why do you say that?" "I haven't even talked to him yet," I said, surprised. "Trust me, the man you want is smart, very smart. Smart men don't work at strip clubs." Kathy was probably right. I thanked her for the wonderful dinner and told her I would call her tomorrow if I found out anything. Even though I trust Kathy's judgment, I decided to go visit this former employee anyway, just to be sure he wasn't the one who took Sarah. I drove my car down La Brea. Suddenly I heard an emergency announcement on the police scanner in my car. The radio picks up all of the police communication in the city. I had it put into my car so I could hear any important police action related to my cases. I immediately pulled over and cranked up the volume. There was an accident on the freeway involving a black Mercedes. The woman in the car was hurt. I listened closely to the name as the radio operator gave the details. Young, Latina female, age 22, name, Anne Partho. Our episode begins with Darren, or Dr. Reeves, telling Kathy the story of what happened to Sarah and Bill Salas. Sarah and Bill, he says, were forced into a car by a strange man who took them away. The expression to force them into a car means that you make someone do something, usually with perhaps some sort of violence. So to force means to make someone or something do something that it doesn't want to or wouldn't normally do. The man took them away, meaning he transported them somewhere else, and he let Bill go, meaning he let Bill leave, and told him to get $500,000. Kathy asks how Dr. Reeves got mixed up in all this. When we say I'm mixed up in something, means it's a problem or there's some sort of complication and I am somehow involved. So Kathy is asking, how did you get involved in this problem? And Dr. Reeves explains that Sarah's sister Anne is his student, and she had asked him to lend her a hand. To lend someone a hand means to help them, to give them some assistance. Here, let me lend you a hand means let me help you. Dr. Reeves explains that he is going to see two ex-employees of Partho Computers who may be possible suspects or people who may have kidnapped Sarah. When we say we're going to see someone, we mean, of course, we're going to visit or meet with them. Kathy asks where this person works, or one of these ex-employees works, and Dr. Reeves says he works at a strip club. A strip, S-T-R-I-P, club is a bar, usually, or a club where women, usually women, take their clothes off. And this is permitted in many American cities. Most American cities, big cities, have these are for adults, for men. That's where this particular person works. Kathy says that he isn't the person who took Sarah. And Dr. Reeves asks why, and she says, trust me. The expression, trust me, means believe me, I know the truth. And she says that the person who took Sarah is smart, and if you were smart, a man, you wouldn't be working in a strip club. Then Darren says, or Dr. Reeves says, that he has to go, and says that he will call Kathy tomorrow if he found out anything. To find out means, of course, to discover anything. He then says that he trusts Kathy's judgment. When someone says, I trust your judgment, they mean, I believe that your opinion is correct. And even though I don't know, I believe you, I trust you. So their judgment here is their opinion about something. Dr. Reeves then says he drove his car down La Brea. To drive your car down the street means to drive your car on the street. But we don't say, I drove my car on the street. We'd probably say, we drove it down the street. In this case, he went down one of the big streets here in Los Angeles called La Brea. Suddenly, he hears an announcement on the police scanner. A scanner, S-C-A-N-N-E-R, is a radio that can pick up or that can receive signals from police or fire or emergency vehicles. And he has this police scanner in his car, which in many cities is illegal in the United States. But if you have a police scanner, you can hear all of the communication between the police officers. He says he immediately pulled over, and to pull over your car means to stop your car and to park it on the side of the road. And he cranked up the volume. To crank, C-R-A-N-K, or to crank up, means to increase, to turn up the volume. It's an informal expression. Somebody might say crank it up, meaning means turn the volume up. The accident that Dr. Reeves is listening to on his police scanner, or about which he is listening on his police scanner, involves a black Mercedes. When we say an accident involving a black Mercedes, we mean that has one of the vehicles, one of the cars is a black Mercedes. The woman in the car is hurt, and Dr. Reeves listens to the description of the woman. She's a young Latina female. Latina, capital L-A-T-I-N-A, or Latino, is a person who is from Mexico, Central America, or one of the many Spanish-speaking countries, for the most part, in South America. It could also be someone from Puerto Rico or other areas where Spanish is spoken. And that's an expression, a term that we use to describe someone of that ethnic background. The other word we also use sometimes is Hispanic. And Hispanic and Latino for a boy, a man, Latina for a woman, those mean the same thing. The woman involved in the accident is Ann Pardo. And Ann is, you'll remember, Sarah's sister, the one who went to Dr. Reeves and asked him for his help. That's all we have time for today on this episode of Missing Person. Come back again next week when you'll hear episode 8. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.